This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The final debate night in Nashville between U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died and millions of jobs have been lost. Mr. Trump declared the virus will go away, while Biden warned the nation was heading toward a, quote, dark winter, end quote. President Trump was more subdued for much of last night's debate as compared to his first meeting with Joe Biden, but also reprised a tactic he thinks helped him win 4 years ago. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president lobbed unsupported allegations against Biden and son Hunter in looking to cast the Biden family as corrupt.
The emails, the horrible emails of the kind of money that you were raking in, you and your family.
Accusing the Bidens of making money from China, Russia, and Ukraine. The president offered no hard proof and has a record of making claims that don't hold up. Biden says these don't.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life.
Accusing the president of trying to make the debate about his family because he doesn't care about yours. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Millions more people headed into coronavirus lockdown in Britain Friday as the government boosted a financial support package but acknowledged failures in a hugely expensive testing program. Central Manchester was eerily quiet after the central government imposed its most stringent measures on the city and its surrounding region, following bitter resistance from local leaders who wanted more money to help affected businesses and workers. Poland's prime minister said Friday red zone measures, including the partial closure of primary schools and restaurants, would be adopted nationwide in the face of a record spike in coronavirus infections. This is VOA News. Britain and the European Union have made real progress in Brexit trade talks, and a deal is possible. But if the bloc does not come to an agreement, then Britain will leave without a deal, Trade Secretary Liz Truss said Friday. Truss said, quote, we're in intense negotiations with the EU. We've made real progress. We want to get a good deal with the EU, a deal like they have with Canada, which we think is perfectly reasonable, end quote. Libya's two warring factions signed a permanent ceasefire agreement Friday following 5 days of talks at the United Nations. The 5+5 Joint Military Commission talks in Geneva today culminate in a historic achievement as Libyan teams reach a permanent ceasefire agreement across Libya. This achievement is an important turning point towards peace and stability in Libya. That's according to the UN's Libya mission. They said so on their Facebook page. The U.S. Treasury Thursday slapped new sanctions on five Iranian entities, including the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, for what it called, quote, brazen attempts, end quote, to interfere with the U.S. election and U.S. voters. The Treasury Department says the groups have worked to, quote, sow discord among the voting populace by spreading disinformation online and executing harmful influence operation aimed at misleading U.S. voters, end quote. Hopes of ending nearly a month of bloodshed in the mountain enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh are receding as Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces fought new battles on the eve of talks in Washington. Plans for U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to meet the foreign ministers of Azerbaijan and Armenia Friday raised hopes this week that the two former Soviet republics would agree to end their deadliest fighting since the mid-1990s. Football League matches and other professional sporting events in Belgium will once again be played behind closed doors this weekend because of the coronavirus epidemic, top officials announced Friday. Prime Minister Alexander De Croo had been expected to tighten the country's partial antivirus lockdown at a news conference Friday, but new measures were limited beyond those affecting sports. Belgium is experiencing one of the most severe second waves of COVID-19 in the world and has reimposed some restrictions in recent weeks, including closing bars and restaurants. Real Madrid striker Luka Jovic could face a six-month prison sentence in his native Serbia for allegedly breaching mandatory coronavirus self-isolation measures, state prosecutors said in a statement Friday. In March, the Spanish team allowed the striker to leave Madrid in order to spend time with his young family, but local media reported the 23-year-old was seen walking around Belgrade and enjoying drinks with fellow footballers. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.